T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Ozzie Guillen joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Your CarX man has air conditioning performance checks starting at $19.99. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. What's going on? How you guys doing?
We are doing great and enjoyed all the All-Star festivities. The Home Run Derby was fun to watch. And that Aaron Judge is, my goodness gracious, the guy is a monster. And then you get to the game, and I'm thinking, you know, it's a good game. It was well played. There's a lot of young guys, but obviously it should never have meant anything, but now it means nothing. And now you wonder, does the All-Star game need to be fixed? The ratings were slightly up from the all-time low of a year ago, so it's not like they had a breakthrough. What did you think of the All-Star game, and does it need to be fixed?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was there. I was listening to the commercial where I say, I watch all the time and hell no, now I have to do it. You know, I just came from there. I think it was fun. I think it was fun. I think Miami did a tremendous job, put it together. And you know, I mean, obviously, it was a little crazy about it. So it was so many people supporting that. I was into last maybe 15 All-Star games. This one, it was pretty well done. I think people was into the game, first time in a long time. I feel that way. You know, we went through San Diego last year. It kind of cold. But this year, I think it's a lot of young talent, a lot of kids with a lot of talent. I think they bring it up a little bit more stuff. I think having, you know, Aaron, it was the biggest thing in that, you know, between Aaron and Giancarlo Stanton. Then those two guys put it together, and it was fun to see how the fans love to be back in the All-Star game. Is the All-Star game need fixed? You know, from now on, whatever they do to make the fans happy, it's going to work. You know, it's going to work because I think it'd be back to normal what it was. I think a lot of people think because it doesn't mean anything, a player's going to, you know, I mean, just go to sit down and don't do anything. I think it was, you know, best players go there, play hard, play for fun, play with fun. Yeah, I never see a two Latin American player take a picture with Joe West. I think that's the best. and you know, just I think the players was into it. A lot of great things happened, but it needed to get fixed. I think they're leaving right now. I know next year they're gonna come up with something different. But I think it was fast. The Home Run Derby was outstanding because it was quick. They put a show there, and the ball those kids was hitting is amazing.
Before we get to our Chicago teams, Ozzie, as long as we're talking about Miami, and you said they put on a great show for the All-Star game with the new ownership that's coming in, and it happens to be Derek Jeter, and even Michael Jordan is a minority owner in that. Is that a baseball market? Can that star power in Jeter and MJ in particular get people interested to coming to the ballpark, or is that just happens to be an area of the country that loves the game of baseball and kids play it, but they don't necessarily want to go watch it?
Well, it's two things. The guy used to be on there, was singing, and Jeffrey not did any good thing for the city. You know, they have two championships right away, and they break up the team. They not do what the fans thought they're going to do, and that hurt the ownership, hurt them very bad. I think we was a Latino market in this weekend, and we interview a lot of people in the street, and we talk about a lot of people in the street. They want him out. They want him out no matter what. If Jeffrey leave, and no matter who's coming in, I think the market is going to be better. There's going to be more people investing money out of the country, you know, especially Latin American money. I think people are going to make deals with them. It's going to be a lot of good things happening. And people are going to show up the ballpark showing Jeffrey and the group, you know, we not come here because you was the guy we had to deal with, or we not go to You know what I mean? Like, we know how to support you. And that's the thing he did. Not because Ozzy said it. I think we interviewed maybe 30 people. It's all 30 people say the same stuff. They can't even pronounce his name. And they say the same. You know, they say Gloria, they hate Gloria. And they hope somebody coming. But I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good for baseball if that happens.
Ozzy did... When you watch this sort of stuff unfolding and you see a guy like Avi Garcia in the game, and we've talked to you before about him and the way that you have consulted with him and told him, hey, you know, you got to be better and all the rest of it. Are you proud of a guy like that, seeing a guy that that you know a little bit?
Well, yeah, I'm proud because it's Venezuelan, that's first of all.
Yeah.
I'm proud because I think this kid, we expect a lot of good things from this kid for a long time. Last year, I think it was a year everybody was very concerned. You know, I mean, the prediction, it wasn't there. He come out this year and play Winter League, put himself together. I think he should feel proud of himself, but feel prouder about something we're waiting for? No. We're waiting for better Javi Garcia than what he is right now. And we was waiting for that for a long time. But I'm proud because he represents a country. He got a lot of problems. And I'm proud because finally... He get to the point like, wow, finally he got here. But I think the expectation was very high. You know, it's funny because in Chicago, we, because I'm part of the media now, we put those guys so high when they're not that good. We never wait for the players to be development and be a superstar. The soon this kid hit three hits, all they say, wow, he's going to be the next superstar. He's going to be next this guy. He's going to be next that guy. And I think that happened with Garcia. You know, I mean, some this guy here, we thought it was going to be Miguel Cabrera. Nah, he's not going to meet that many Miguel Cabrera in baseball, period. But I feel proud because of Venezuela and see him make the All-Star team. It was something very nice for him and the White Sox organization.
Ozzy, some people are suggesting that Joe Madden needs to settle in on some semblance of a regular batting order and start, you know, letting guys know that they're going to play day in, day out. We know that Joe loves versatility in players, and that's not been his M.O. in the past. Is there value to that, given the Cubs' struggles right now, coming out of the All-Star break? What would you do, and you know, how would you solve the leadoff spot as well?
That's funny because Joe could have played with two guys last year, and people say, "Well, we're missing seven guys on the field now," but it's okay. Joe did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just that's the way it worked. It worked for him. He takes his bet out of his player. Now it's everything between the players and him. And what we say outside, that don't mean anything because that's the way he's ever did in his life. The leadoff hitter, I always still believe you got to have a guy to take it on base and steal some bases. That's my opinion. And I see me because, you know, put it together, you know, I have the same situation. I don't have a leadoff hitter and the guy who wants to get on base or the best hitter I have. Be on baseball say was Gene Tommy. Okay, can you imagine Gene Tommy batting first? You know, I mean that's something you put yourself to try change lineups, but in the meanwhile, that's the way he's been doing that for all his career. It worked for him. And you know, I mean just right now I don't think the Cubs play so far they're not play the way we thought he gonna play. Like everyone involved with baseball thought the Cubs is gonna be the next you know, Golden State or Cleveland Cavaliers, you know what I mean? Wow, it's going to be – then now people find out this is not a basketball, this is baseball, and every year, every month, something different.
What with them, it seems like, you know, they've struggled with the starting pitching. The first inning's been a train wreck for them, and situational hitting hasn't helped either. What do you expect them to turn it around? Do players that – you know, again, I know they're not a dynasty, but they got real good players. Does that eventually come to the forefront?
I think so. I think they have their coaching staff is very respectful. They know what they're doing. I think the players should know they're better than the what they're playing right now. Yes, I expect that. Not just me. I think everybody in baseball expect the reaction now. We not give any credit to the Brewers just because there's a bunch of kids with no names. And they're playing very well. They let Chicago went to New York and play against the Yankees. Pretty good baseball. We got to give some credit to those guys, too. But in a local situation with the Cubs, I expect them to I think they're going to make any trades. I expect that. I think we all do. But they have to be careful who they bring and who come out just because you're desperate to win. I think they have the piece there. And they just got to put the piece together, and the piece got to go and perform the way they should be performing and see what happens.
You know, earlier in the show, we were trying to answer a question. You could have put it four more names on this list, but of guys like Schwarber and Zobrist and the pitchers, Arrieta, and guys like that, who among that group would you say, would you put a dollar on that say that the second half of the season is going to be a lot better than the first half of the season? Is it more likely a position player or a pitcher?
Wow. You know, I mean, pitcher, it's hard because the innings, the pile last year, they're showing this year. It's kind of hard to come back and pitch the same way. You know, the pitching staff, Henry, the ERA, that's kind of hard. And the players, position players, always he had to do a little bit better because it's harder. You're playing comfortable weather, and that's that. Then the you know, the hitting, the offense is going to be better than the pitching staff just because it's a normal, you know, it's going to get hot or harder for a couple more months. Then I think if the Cubs going to make a trade, yes, supposed to, but hopefully they bring a pitcher and try to help them to be what they get. Sometimes when you make trade, you boost the team, and then the players get excited about it. Same way when they trade somebody, and I don't want to say the white flags, or trade somebody that, wow, we had a chance to trade two guys. That's the impact that helps you. You know, you bring something to help you, players will like it. You got something to attract the situation, players got you upset.
Ozzie, I know, like us, you're a boxing fan. Have you seen any of this Mayweather-McGregor spectacle? And I don't know how that translates into the ring.
What? Hate it. I hate it.
Yeah?
I grew up. The only thing we can watch in my country was baseball Saturdays, be a baseball fan, or be a boxer fan. I grew up be a boxer fan 100%. When I see a guy that want to make money, I hate it. I hate it. I watch his press conference. That's ridiculous. That I see kids want to be a boxer since they're 4 or 5 years old, all the way through it. Ridiculous. And now the guy can never box in his life. They want to make money because he's famous with another sport.
Right.
I respect what they're doing. But that's, I think they show how bad boxing is right now, how terrible they are right now. I watch Canelo and Chavez.
Yeah.
Since that day, I was so disappointed about boxing. You know what I mean? I was really, really disappointed about boxing.
Yeah.
About how they because.
Well, that was Canelo. A money grab. I mean, Chavez didn't belong in a ring with Canelo.
Well, about this one.
Yeah. Well, this
it's
is just
a different, whole different level of money
this
grab.
This is.
This one is worst thing I ever see. I went to Canelo against Triple G.
Yes.
They would have went to Triple G, come out in a wheelchair to fight Canelo. You know, they'd be waiting before. Before you say, hey, you want to fight that guy next month, you better fight or you lose the title. Now it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to fight this guy. You know what I mean? Really, 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 and I respect boxing more than anybody in sport. But what they're doing right now is I not get it. You know, bring a guy, you know, you put me against anybody and you got to make $2 million. I will do it myself. But I think what they're doing, I think is unrespectful for boxers. And I think people, well, we are a bunch of idiots because I'll be watching that because my family and make some money out of that watching something you don't mean anything.
Apparently Floyd, they say that if it matches the Pacquiao numbers, and they believe it will, he will make $220 million and McGregor will make $100 million.
No, I'm McGregor. You know, I mean, I respect that. I wish I was them. I wish I was them. But you know, Mayweather is one of the best boxers ever.
Yeah,
ever, with no doubt. Muhammad Ali, Chavez, Manuel Duran, all those guys. I think this kid, he's got to be in the top two. This kid is amazing. His career is amazing. But right now, in this point in his career,
he's 40. Yeah,
he just. I'd rather watch Rocky 20 than we had to. I swear to God. This is embarrassing because, you know what I mean, one guy is too old and another guy
is not a boxer.
Not a boxer, yeah.
Not a boxer. And you know what I mean, it's the same way they asked me, like, why should I say, hey, can you play shortstop for 2 months? Well, you got to do it for free? No. You got to pay $1 million? I'll be embarrassed myself putting myself in shortstop right now with 53 years old. But the reason is, I was talking with my kids yesterday about it. I feel terrible because I'm a big boxing fan.
Yeah.
Watching this thing. How about watching the energy? It's like WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching the
so over the top.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this guy got a suit with the other thing on.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
said anything.
Swear words done.
Yes. If I wear that suit, oh my God, you guys been killing me right now. It's not my job. No.
Yeah,
and this guy got the thing, and you know, it's a showtime. It's not a boxing.
That's, it's a show, but it's a pretty good show. I mean, the guy gives good news conference. I'll say that for him.
Yeah, but you know why? Because we are so stupid. We pay for
it. Yeah.
And that's why they make all the money. That's what it
right.
is.
Right. And the odds, the more he talks, the odds are going down. People think he can back it up. It's madness.
It's just something. They had to do something better with boxing for real, for the real sport. And you got to come back. A lot of kids go down somewhere and bring fighters from somewhere. You know, I see the same fighters, like 90 years old for heavyweight championship. Like, come on, guys. I mean, they got to be better boxers than what they show up to people right now.
Okay, Ozzy. Thank you, buddy.
Right. Thanks, Ozzy.
Great catching up
weekend.
With you, pal. Have a great, enjoy the week. That is Ozzy Keehan. That's really insightful stuff.
This segment of the show brought to us by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Time checking with Jill Urchick.
It is heavy right now on the inbound side of the Eisenhower. Traffic brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. 43 minutes, Thorndale into the post office, 28 from Wolf out to Thorndale, 36. Edens, 28 minutes, Lake Cook Road to Montrose out to Lake Cook, 22. Kennedy, 36, O'Hare to downtown, 16 from Montrose, 10 Express, and a half hour back on out. If you're on the Rhine going in, it's jammed up at 29 minutes, 95th Street into the circle, outbound 15, tollway still on the lighter side. Westbound 80 right past Wolf. A semi-fire on the shoulder to watch for, causing a delay and lots of closures in Lake County due to flooding. So heads up on that as well. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. You're listening to 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This segment of the show also brought to you by Presence Health. The school year is almost here and it's time for your child's yearly physical. Presence Health offers plenty of locations near you. Visit presencehealth.org/docs to schedule that appointment today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Wow. There's Peyton Manning hosting the ESPYs last night and taking a shot at the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, Molly and Hanley, glad you're with us on this Thursday morning. And the Bulls have one more summer league game left.
Oh, God help us.
And then they can call off the carnage.
Yeah, it's been ugly.
Did you see what Fred was quoted as saying the other day?
Yes, he said that about college basketball, how he was delighted to get out of it because he hated effing recruiting.
Effing hated it.
Fred dropped a bad word.
Going Conor McGregor.
So, he didn't have it on his suit.
So any thoughts?
He just hated it.
I don't think any thoughts that he was going to take the Ohio State job if it was offered, and I don't think it was offered.
No, I don't think it was
even
offered.
Even though that was
had a connection there.
His former
AD,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, now, so this is basically his last stop as a coach, right? He's not going back to colleges.
Well, I mean, again, $5 million a year for
right.
5 years, $25 million on top of what he made as
now
a player
that,
and
now
executive.
That, now that that's out there, I mean, you go, when this doesn't work out and it's not going to work out, you're going to go back to some interview for some college job and say, hey, well, I was kidding about that whole effing hated the recruiting thing.
Yeah, but think about it. I mean, small college, wherever he winds up, when he's run out of here, wherever, you know, tiny, minuscule, non-major conference college he ends up at, what local Homer reporter is going to track down that quote and, aha, Fred, we've got you. You know, it's,
unless Gar's the AD. Then he can get the
gig. Gar might be the assistant coach. That might be Gar's best chance for employment. I don't mean to be so negative about the Bulls. I understand the rebuild has begun, but I do think that it's kind of funny to sit here and think about how the Eastern Conference, you know, this game plan of if you can't win a title, you better lose every game. Everybody's jumped on it, right? So the Bulls are one of many teams attempting to lose. And meanwhile, you got a team like Boston that is loaded with draft picks and is going to be able to continue to draft while winning, right? Presumably a significantly better team. You know, you take a team that that got to the Eastern Conference Finals, regardless of how wretched they were, they still got there, and then you throw in an all-star player, and by the way, you know, a very highly regarded draft pick too, the third overall pick, and a guy that they feel could be a very good wing for them. So that's a nice little combination of players.
Yeah, and Adam Silver was asked about a number of things yesterday, including, mm-hmm. you know, the intentional tanking that Mark Cuban commented on the other day. And,
sure.
You know, here's the commissioner of the NBA saying, well, you know, it might look like that, but we look into these things. The owner comes out and says, we basically tried not to win any games, and to the point where they had Tony Romo almost suit up for a game.
Yeah.
You know, make it a circus act.
No team would ever do that. That's why they can't trust the process in
Philly.
Philly. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay.
The owner said it.
Yes.
We are trying to
lose.
Yeah,
but we looked into it, and we're not believing the owner.
And what Silver said there, yeah, it makes sense. The players out there were trying hard, I'm sure. But it had
to do with
the level of player
that
they were putting
out there. Right,
exactly.
So, see the Bulls summer league
And he took a shot at the Bulls the other day. Pretty much, right?
Cuban?
Yeah, if he was in the Eastern Conference.
They wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I get where he's coming from.
Is that a shot at the Bulls, or is that just fact?
Speaking truth.
Well, are there any other – it may have been both, yeah. Any other teams recently that have decided to go this route, the full rebuild in the Eastern Conference?
Philly.
Well, that was 10 years ago or something.
Right.
Still.
Is that ever
going to
happen?
It's trust the long process.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Not by choice. No.
Right.
Yeah, the Bulls are maybe the only one that that eagerly dove into that end of the pool. But again, maybe they feel it was not by choice because they didn't want to pay Jimmy the amount of money he was going to have coming.
You believe Paul George that if he basically said to SI that if they get the Western Conference Finals, he's staying?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't believe him at all. In effect, I believe he will somehow manage to get Russell Westbrook to leave.
Oh,
how about that?
Not only will he leave,
he'll convince Russell Westbrook.
Just stop being a Thunder fan.
As good as you think.
Why would you be a fan of that team at that point?
No idea.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Gordon Whitmire joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Your CarX man is air conditioning performance check starting at $19.99. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Good morning. What's up?
Happy newspaper sale. It's
Thanks.
Nice to have another
sure
owner.
Happy.
Well, the way I look at it, it's the paper is still a functioning entity, and it's a wonderful thing that there are people that want to invest in it. And you know, again, if I had the coin, I would be happy to buy it for a dollar. But you got to have all that other money behind you in case anything goes awry.
What's the feeling in the building, Gordon? I mean, it's been when there's that kind of uncertainty, it's tough to do your job and keep your head down.
At least this indicate you're moving forward, and I think it's preferred over the other option.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the same almost since I got there. You know, the uncertainty of the business, the uncertainty of this particular place, and this is three sales, I think. Maybe
6 years
than that, since I've been here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's the same. It's the same. I just watch baseball and hope that I still have a desk to file a story to at night.
Yeah, I was in college working, answering phones in the prep department when Rupert Murdoch bought the paper. So that seemed like a lot of, you know, that was
half people got up and left of their own volition.
They didn't want to
work for Murdoch. Yeah, Mike Ryko famously said he wouldn't be caught, you know, fish wouldn't be caught dead wrapped in that paper.
Yeah, be caught wrapped in it. Yeah, but you know what? That's a long time ago, and a lot of owners have come through and gone, and you know, some used it as a is some sort of a mining operation. Yeah, no question. But strip mining operation. But hopefully this is onward and upward, and it's a good thing. I know that you still, you personally seem to attract a lot of attention from people. I don't know if everybody on the social media that I read seemed to really go after you yesterday.
Jeez, yeah. For which story this time? The one with the Indians talking about playing until November 2nd?
Yeah, it's a very interesting story.
That seemed to upset people.
Yeah, yeah. That they're saying excuses are excuses, mental fatigue, physical fatigue, and they came out of the gates just the way the Cubs did, slowly. They've had injuries, and basically they're in a bad division like the Cubs seem to be, and they've reclaimed their mojo a little bit and found a way back to the top of that division.
Yeah, and it's in their divisions, like you said, it's similar to this one. You don't have a Dodgers in it. You don't have an Astros in it. And fortunately for them, they didn't bring that part of it up. But Andrew Miller said, yeah, it's probably good for both of us. It's a 162-game season. They had to find something. They just said they played bad. That's fine. Cubs have said pretty much the same thing by and large. But there's been more of talk of hangovers and mental fatigue and things like that with the Cubs. Now, the one thing that you can add to it from the Cubs standpoint, obviously, is they won and then they started making the talk show circuits and they became, celebrities everywhere. That's fine. But if you're going to bring that into the equation, then you talk about excuses. Then it becomes really an excuse because that's all mental and emotional. So the stuff that's pertinent, the stuff that you would think would affect on the field, the Indians went through the same thing. And, they seem to have righted it. It coincides a lot with Corey Kluber coming off the DL after spending a month on it with a back issue. And, he's pitched lights out since. So maybe something similar happens if the Cubs can get whole here soon, between the rest at the All-Star break, getting Kyle Hendricks back probably over the weekend, and then Lackey was never expected to be, he wasn't even expected to need to miss a start, and with the 10-day DL and the All-Star break, the timing would work too. So he should be back in that first rotation back too, and maybe rested and maybe better. So it's possible that they could go on a run themselves.
When we look at this team and we talk about the Cubs, the starting pitching obviously jumps out because first of all, they've been allowing so many first inning runs. It's insane. And then you couple that with the idea that there's been the health issues and just not guys being able to take the ball as long as they have. The bullpen has been good. It's the starting pitching that's
absolutely
been a problem. And certainly that's what they're talking about. And that's what the rumors circulating about it are. Hendricks comes back. Is he a miracle worker? Is the headline of the back page of the paper says, is this something that obviously is a lift, but the guys have been battling a lot of different issues. How do you read this staff?
You can't. That's the thing. You just can't read them. We're coming off of last season, we saw what they did. 2.96 ERA for that rotation, which led the majors by a long shot, and that was the backbone of what they did last year. It's also the reason by a mile that they're where they are now this year, and it's all the same guys except one, and then you had a couple of these injuries. Now, if you want to start getting into it, Arrieta's had a blister thing. Well, early last year he had a little bit of a blister thing. I would suggest his problems maybe are more than a blister. Kyle Hendricks wasn't the same pitcher that he finished last season as before he got hurt. He looked like that pitcher at times, and he may yet be that pitcher, but we don't know. Lackey has shown his age all season long. Lester has been as consistent as anybody has been. But he gives up the 10 spot, a lot of more unearned in that last first inning, and he's had his glitches along the way too. So there's just no way to know. Two long postseasons in a row, I'm sure matter in this. But there's individual factors involved here too with that entire rotation. So will they be, you know, will they come out and get on a collective roll? There's no way in the world to tell. And the problem is, if you're the front office and you're trying to fix that from the outside, who are you going to find that you can actually acquire that's going to necessarily be better than one of the guys in there that you replace? I mean, even Mike Montgomery, who's their depth guy, who's their sixth guy that got plugged into the fifth spot, he's actually pitched pretty well, quite a few of his starts. So are you going to find somebody better than him if you're going to bump him out? Are you going to bump Lackey out? It's not that easy to assume that you're going to find somebody better unless you're picking up Sonny Gray or Chris Archer, who's not even available. And good luck getting Sonny Gray.
Yeah, and the premium you're going to pay for Sonny Gray or anyone similar, and there aren't too many similar out there with Archer off the market. And Gordon, you know, when you know, guys who are looking like their age a little bit, Ben Zobrist, I know he's been injured, but the numbers were very anemic first half. We know what he did last year, what he meant last year, knowing the first half of being the World Series MVP. What happens with him in the second part of the season here? Guys like Addison Russell on the other end of the age spectrum have to be much better. You saw flashes a little bit maybe in the last couple of weeks before the break, but it's not. It begins with the pitching, but there's a whole host of guys on that list that need to be much, much better for this team to do what they want to do.
This is where they really put a lot of stock and hope and prayers in this lengthy All-Star break having an effect, especially for a guy like Zobrist, who has been playing through some things all season. I know he's been sad. He's had the DL thing with the wrist. He's also been playing with on again, off again back issues, some stuff in his legs. So if the All-Star break makes his body feel fresher, and I think we saw a brief he missed some time. Was it initially for the wrist? He missed some time for one of the minor things earlier, well before the DL stint. And when he came back from that after a few days, he got on a bit of a roll. He was really performing well, and then the wrist cropped up again. So this is what you hope for with him. If it could be the same kind of thing after a rest, maybe. You know, Russell, maybe that helps his shoulder. I don't know what it does for his head, because you know you got to believe that's been a big part of his season, and then you can go on down the line. So biggest keys, as far as the lineup goes, the biggest keys are Rizzo and Bryant. You know, if those guys come out hot, the lineup should score runs, and then you're back to looking at the starting pitching.
Gordon, we talked earlier in the show about Albert Elmora Jr. I mean, it was when Fowler wasn't brought back, there was this feeling that it was because they felt they had someone that was ready to go, and that he was going to be the center fielder, and that he would be the leadoff guy as well. And I think he's had 170 at bats.
Yeah, well, this is part of the struggles. I mean, if the rest of the lineup had been producing, then you wouldn't see as much mixing and matching, trying to get the right bat matchups. And you'd have seen a lot more, I believe, of Albert Elmora with that terrific glove in center field. And maybe going forward, you'll see more of it down the stretch. He hasn't done anything less than was expected of him. He just has played less. And I think that that's just a reality and a function of how poorly the rest of the team has played and some of the things that Joe has had to try to do to you know, pump up the offense a little bit. So I think his future, I think, is still really bright.
Is Schwarber being shopped?
I don't think so. The man crush is still there. I think they still believe this guy is going to be this huge, impactful bat. And really, if you watch this front office when it comes to some of their guys, I mean, they're pretty patient when they come up with a determination on somebody or something. And he's a guy that fits a lot of patterns of All-Star caliber players from the past. I mean, I'll give you just one example of a guy I covered in Minnesota was Justin Morneau, who came up and raked and then didn't. He struggled for a lengthy period of time. They sent him back down to the minors. When he came back up after that, he raked again and won an MVP. And he's been an All-Star a couple times. you know, he's not a Hall of Famer, but it shows. Conforto is another example. This happens a lot. I mean, this happens more often than the Bryants who come up and just stay. It happens way more often. So assuming that he can find himself and get back on track and be that bad, I mean, there aren't very many guys in the game that have the kind of power he does. If he can apply the patience that he also still has, and then find something in between that you know, gives him a single and a double once in a while, and finds that opposite field once in a while, then he can be consistent, productive. They're not going to pitch him the same way. He's going to be able to do more with what they give him, et cetera, on and on. But that's all part of being a young hitter. They believe that he's going to be this great hitter that we thought he was coming in, and I think they still believe that that's what they want here.
All righty, Gordon. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
All right, guys.
All right.
Take
God, it easy. God bless you, and God bless the Sun-Times.
Try the crab cakes when you're in Baltimore. I hear they're good.
That's what they say, right? Baltimore? The Inner Harbor?
What a dump.
Wow. Inner Harbor's not a dump.
No, but Baltimore's. Two blocks off of that.
I know. Don't wander far from the hotel.
Yeah, exactly right.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.